This is Barbara Leslie, President of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Listening to Forum, I'm Rachel Miro. Singing well done is magic. It lifts our spirits, it resonates with our souls, whether we're doing the singing or doing the listening to the singing. But live singing is complicated during this pandemic because COVID spreads through the air. Today, we're going to talk to some Bay Area singers who are employing a variety of strategies to bring live singing to audiences big and small. Joining us this half hour, we have Chloe Veltman, arts and culture reporter here at KQED, Nova Jimenez, lecturer in voice at Stanford University, and a member of a soprano ensemble called Bella Sorella, also known during the pandemic for her sidewalk serenades. We'll get into that in just a bit. And Kent Jew, artistic and executive director for the Ragazzi Boys Chorus here in the Bay Area. Chloe, why don't we start with you? Thank you again for being here today.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me, Rachel.
I'm wondering if you can tell me about the power of singing and why you have felt compelled during this pandemic to keep an eye on what singers are doing to stay alive and to stay vibrant during this past year.
Well, there's so many different things that groups have been doing and singers have been doing. It's been such a tough time. I mean, it just seems so strange to me that singing, which has always been considered this incredibly beneficial thing, a thing that, you know, saves many people. There have been countless studies done showing, you know, how singing basically improves cognitive function in elders and keeps kids on target with their schoolwork, and how this thing that's so good is now really a killer. So, you know, it's been very tough for the singing community. And I think for a long time, things just sort of stopped. But now we sort of see all these incredible things going on now. And singing is almost like has become a solution to the pandemic, you know, activities such as Nova's, where she's going to different places and doing these sidewalk serenades, which she'll tell you all about later. I had the pleasure of attending one at Channing House in Palo Alto. And the way that children's choruses such as Kent's are able to keep the kids singing through all this, it's incredibly powerful.
Nova, I'm wondering if you can tell us, you know, many singers, many musicians visit, you know, elder care facilities and, you know, just to offer something to brighten up a day, a week, a month. When did you start thinking that you had to go about this a slightly different way? It doesn't sound like we have Nova on tap right now. Kent, you know, we were listening earlier to some music from the Ragazzi Boys Chorus. And I remember talking to you just at the start of the pandemic when you were just beginning to figure out how the Boys Chorus was going to pivot. Can you bring us up to speed as to what's happened in the last year?
Hi there. Yeah, we have been working really hard to pivot to this new reality. We're very fortunate that one of our board members and parents put together their virtual studio, which utilizes Jack Tripp out of Stanford and allows our boys to sing from their homes in real time. It's amazing. We produced a concert in December, and we are learning all sorts of new virtual and remote techniques with our boys.
So describe that, because as far as I understand it, the latency is the technological, the scientific reason why so many people cannot sing collectively, say, on a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, so this technology has been around for a while. Of course, I think that in our current times, it has been pushed to the forefront. But the chip that our developer came up with sits on top of the Jack Tripp platform and allows our boys to sing and hear each other, reducing the latency to an acceptable rehearsal minimum. And we are looking at each other on Zoom with a little bit of virtual delay, but we're able to rehearse together in our regular 2-hour block of time twice a week. It's groundbreaking technology.
And are you also able to do that for live virtual concerts, or do those have to be pre-recorded?
Well, it's interesting that you are asking that question, because at our December concert, which is available on YouTube, we actually performed live, which, again, was something that no one else had done before. We had over 80 boys singing from their homes, and we produced a live concert, really stepping into the unknown with our fingers crossed and with our best technology vibes going out.
Well, we are talking about singing in this coronavirus pandemic. And I want to get your stories, too, if you're listening, if you're singing at home by yourself, if you're singing at home with others, for others. Give us a call at 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. Of course, you can get in touch with us as well on Twitter or Facebook or email. We're Forum@kqed.org is the email to go with now. Chloe, you know, you have talked to quite a few people over the course of the last year. What's something that stuck out for you in terms of, you know, keeping the flame lit?
Oh, goodness. I mean, so many things, Rachel. I think the main thing I hear time and time again from people is how no matter how down in the dumps they're feeling, you know, just even doing something like humming seems to kind of get them feeling a little bit better. There's something about, you know, just making some noise, really. I mean, there's a reason why in those yoga classes, the yoga instructors, a lot of them make you go om, right? It's because it feels good in your body. Well, it's the same thing with singing. So a lot of people I've spoken to have very much talked about that feeling of just centeredness, frankly, that singing gives you. But I mean, when I went to Channing House, hopefully we'll get Nova back on, because I mean, that experience was very powerful too. The way the people I spoke with at the elders facility, down in Palo Alto where Nova was performing, she's been there several times, and a lot of the folks stand on their balconies, and some of them were in the parking lot all masked. They'd come down to hear her, and the ones I spoke to just sort of talked about how, you know, isolating and lonely it's been for them to be stuck indoors. They can't have visitors. They've had two outbreaks of COVID, and then to have Nova come and sing them songs really just transformed their day.
She's with us now. Nova, are you listening in?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, the technical difficulties. This is part of the reason why
exactly,
I felt the need to go sing in person. yeah, so last May, I felt helpless, like many of us. I didn't really know what to do. It felt like it was the end of the world. I had a birthday recital planned, a faculty recital. My students had recitals, and they were all canceled. And for me, when times are really hard and really difficult, I sing, right? And singing has just been this way to heal, this safe place to be able to fully express myself and sort of scream away all of my troubles. And so in my practice, in my singing, you know, I asked myself, well, maybe I can share this music. Maybe someone would like to hear me, and maybe I can help lift spirits as well as healing myself.
Beautifully so put. We're listening to Nova Jimenez, a lecturer in voice at Stanford and a singer who has been performing sidewalk concerts every weekend during the pandemic. Also here with Chloe Veltman, arts and culture reporter for KQED, and Kent Ju, artistic and executive director for the Ragazzi Boys Chorus. We're going to a short break now, so hold your thought, but please call in to join the conversation at 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. It's Forum. I'm Rachel Miro, and we're talking about singing and music during the pandemic. One listener writes us, I miss the sound of live voices. My daughter sings in a choir, and while it's great to see the kids on Zoom, nothing makes up for hearing singing live. It just lifts the soul, and I had no idea how much I would miss it until it was gone. Back to Nova Jimenez, a lecturer in voice at Stanford who's been performing sidewalk concerts for people living in elder care facilities. Nova, I know from my own experience, you know, I have a mother in an assisted living facility in Los Angeles, and it's just the ache, the tears, the rage. This has been so hard. And even now, as the, you know, vaccines are looking to set us free sometime in the near future, it just can't be said enough how desperately important it is to feed the soul during these times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't think much about it at the beginning, but I can't express in words the joy, the love that I felt singing to those who are completely isolated, those who really need their spirits lifted. This was my greatest hope, and it's given me such meaning and purpose and light during the pandemic.
Well,
I wanted more of it, for sure.
More of it, for sure. You know, there are times I forget to listen to music, and then when I hear it again, I'm literally moved to tears. There's something music does that news and talk radio, it must be said, do not do. But with that said, let us turn now to the phones and David in Oakland.
Hi,
David.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I am the music director at Plymouth Church of Jazz and Justice in Oakland, and we have a choir, and I've created this system where I have 8 wireless mics, and everybody goes in their car in the parking lot, and I transmit it on a little FM transmitter, and they tune their radio to that frequency, and everybody can sing together in real time. And I could actually do it up to 16 at once, but we've just done 8 so far. But I could do hardwired more, and it works great. And I also then videotape it. I walk around with my phone in one hand, videotaping, and my microphone in another, and it's, like, worked out really well. We look forward to doing more of it in the future. It's, like, amazing, because there's no latency whatsoever.
What's the favorite song so far right now with the gang?
Well, for Mardi Gras, we did Down by the Riverside.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining, David, and for sharing that technological fix. Elizabeth writes, I'm a trained church and opera singer. Singing since the pandemic began, I've been singing for my church's pre-recorded Sunday services. Then in December, I sang in 2 masked, socially distanced outdoor performances of Handel's Messiah. It felt wonderful singing live. And of course, Elizabeth brings up that there are a lot of local churches, as we just heard from David, that are trying to figure out ways to allow for the presence presence of music in religious services. Michelle writes, my daughter does both musical theater and school chorus virtually. She's working on her fourth musical that is a compilation of Zoom group meets and home recorded videos stitched together to make them available for viewing at home. You know, Kent, I don't want to leave you out of the conversation here. Can you tell me, how has Ragazzi just survived financially in the last year?
This is Barbara Leslie, president of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way, from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Well, we've been asking for a lot of donations. Our performances have been free to the public, but in lieu of ticket costs, we have asked for families and friends to make a donation to cover the costs of the technology, which has been significant. I will say that we have a tremendous amount of volunteers, both parents and board members and other folks who make the technology run. And it really has been an impressive sort of coming together of many different folks, and proves that we can survive even in adversity.
Even in adversity. Let's go back to the phones and Pam in Albany.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. So for over 20 years, I sang every month with my friend Dale and a small group of people that she put together to sing rounds. And she had cancer. She passed away in October. And after a couple months of this pandemic stuff, she just said, it's too important to me. I have to figure out a way to do this. So three of us would get together every Monday in one of our front yards. We would sit about 12 feet apart wearing masks. It was actually really pretty hard to sing together because, you know, it was just hard to hear through the mask, so our timing would get off. But we did it, and it made such a difference. And so, you know, she was singing every week, and that was like the last thing that she gave up doing. And I'm just so glad that we were able to find a way to make that work. And then at the end of her life, she had asked people to come and sing to her. So she had all these singing friends taking turns coming to the window outside the bedroom where she was dying and singing. And I wish I'd had other ways to say goodbye too, but it was really important to me and to her.
It's a beautiful story, Pam, and it reminds me of something. I'm not sure if science confirms this, but I have heard from a number of people that hearing is one of the last faculties to go, and that even when somebody is walking towards the light, they still hear us. They hear what we say and they hear what we sing.
Yeah, I've heard that many times too. And Dale, in fact, was a music therapist and had so much to say about the healing value of music and singing. And I know it's true. It's true for all of us. And I'm so glad that she gave me that gift.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Pam. It's so beautiful and heartbreaking at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's turn to PC in San Francisco.
Hi, good morning. It's BISI, it's BC.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. No worries at all. Thank you for doing this. And I was just going to say that I can relate as a performer. I've been, performing virtually, and it just isn't the same as getting the energy of people in the same room and that resonance of feeling like your art resonated with them and bringing everybody to that connected feeling all at once. It's been really hard to achieve that virtually. I just played for the Internet Archive this morning, and, it just made me even miss singing in real life more or in person more.
It's true. There's no equivalent to the real thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me and thanks for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So Chloe, I understand you've got a funny story about an English family that has been going viral during the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is one of the many fabulous singing stories that we're seeing popping up all over the place. Actually, this is a family called the Marshes. They're in a town which isn't far away from where I grew up in the county of Kent in England. And they've taken to doing these sort of spoofs of famous songs during the pandemic, changing the lyrics. Like for One More Day from Les Misérables, they changed the lyrics to talk about their lives under COVID. And it's a real chuckle. It's super fun to listen to and sort of sad. And just the seeing this family together standing in their bathrooms or whatever, or their sweatpants in the bathroom, you know, with microphones and singing along to the karaoke machine. It really lifts the soul, right? You know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's so funny. Are they Von Trapped? Is that...
I believe that was the headline on the New York Times story that came out a few days ago. Yeah, I mean, it's really lovely to see all these different experiments out there.
Oh, terrific. Eileen writes, Nova is a treasure in the Palo Alto community. She has brought so much joy over this last year. So a little shout out there to Nova Jimenez. And once again, who has been performing sidewalk concerts every weekend during the pandemic. Nova, is your dance card full these days? Or are you being contacted by all kinds of nursing homes and assisted living facilities?
Actually, I'm still reaching out. So I'm reaching out all over the Bay Area. I'd love to come and sing for you. I'd love to. I hope I'll get invitations because I'm aching to sing. I'm aching to sing for you. So please contact me. Please reach out.
We're talking about singing in the pandemic with Nova Jimenez, a lecturer in voice at Stanford, who has been singing on sidewalks outside of congregate care communities. Chloe Veltman, arts and culture reporter for KQED, and Kent Jew, artistic and executive director for the Ragazzi Boys Chorus. Ken, I'm wondering how you feel about the Zoom Brady Bunch style concert and what it means to be a tech guru in these times.
Well, this has been a steep learning curve for everyone. And, you know, I didn't go to school to learn electronic or music. And I find myself learning new skills every day and just so grateful that we're able to pivot and have the resources to create experiences for the boys. We have done a mix of virtual learning and also live performance and rehearsal. And we are doing our best to provide an invigorating and exciting curriculum for these difficult times.
Let's go to the phones now and Mario in Union City.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Very good. So I take it you have been singing using Zoom and YouTube.
Yeah, we used to do once a year among high school class alumni. Once a year, we get together physical karaoke. But now with the pandemic, we can even do twice a month using Zoom and YouTube in each of our houses and having our own microphones. And so we take turns singing for an hour or two. And we have fun. So we have more connection and fun because of these developments.
And what's the your recent favorite song that you've been singing?
Yeah, we've been singing Elvis, Elton John, On My Side.
Oh,
and,
that's a great one.
My others are singing Carpenters, Barbra Streisand. So we're in the 70s.
You're feeling the groove. You know, that music never dies when it's good. Well, you know, let's see. I guess I should ask, Nova, I know you've been singing, of course, on sidewalks, but I'm wondering if you can tell us what kind of music has been speaking to you. We just heard from Mario, of course, the 1970s hit. So what is bringing you solace as you sing it?
Oh, gosh, all music of inspiration. The song I've been singing the most is A Brand New Day from the musical The Wiz. Mm-hmm. It's written by Luther Vandross. It's a beautiful song, uplifting. I also have been singing quite a bit a song from the musical Baby. A young woman feels a baby kick for the first time, and it's called Our Story Goes On. And my message is, you know, not just to parents, but teachers, our story will go on after this pandemic. We will sing again, we will rise, and we will come back stronger than ever. So I love that piece. Our story goes on, A Brand New Day. I've been singing The Sound of Music. I sing Frozen, I sing Elsa, you know, all of these reflective, uplifting pieces are pieces that speak to me. And I just sing it out to the heavens.
Doug writes, during quarantine, I've been singing in two different Zoom groups, the World Folk Music Choir I've been in for several years, called World Harmony Chorus, and the workshops put on by Oakland's women's a cappella group, Kitka. I think many of us are familiar with Kitka. They're just wonderful, wonderful singing. And how wonderful to hear that they have workshops going. And Doug also adds, newcomers are welcome in both. I think we have time for at least one more phone call. Let's talk to Joan in Palo Alto. Hi, Joan.
Hello.
Hi, you sang for your husband's birthday?
No, Nova came to my house, which is on the Stanford campus, because she knew it was my husband's birthday, and she said, I'll do a little sidewalk serenade for him. Would that be fun? I said, oh, for God's sakes, of course it would be fun. There's nothing else we can do to celebrate these days. And while she was singing, she got us out on the front lawn, and while she was singing, which was so much fun, a whole variety of different wonderful songs, suddenly all the neighbors started coming out. People walking by stopped in the street. Neighbors I hadn't seen for months stepped outside their houses. And we just had quite a lovely little crowd around on the street for the sidewalk serenade. It was just a wonderful thing, and I hope Nova can do more of that for more people.
Well, you know, you give me an idea there. Why don't we have Nova sing a few minutes for us? Anything that you've got in mind here, inspired by Joan?
How about happy birthday for Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not me.
I heard it was your birthday today, so I hope that all of our listeners and every guest here will sing along with me. Sing to the heavens. We're going to have a happy birthday for Rachel. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rachel. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. That is so delightful to hear. And it really, it just ties a bow knot on today. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to thank everyone who has participated in this half hour, this pay on to the joys of singing. I encourage everybody to, hum a few bars, you know, yell a few bars and share the music with people you love in your life today. Let's do that today. We have been talking with Nova Jimenez, a lecturer in voice at Stanford and a singer who, when she's not performing on Forum, sings on sidewalks outside congregate care facilities during this pandemic. We've been talking with KQED arts and culture reporter Chloe Veltman and Kent Ju, artistic and executive director for the Ragazzi Boys Chorus in Silicon Valley in the San Francisco Bay Area, figuring out ways to share music between themselves and with others. Stay tuned. We've got more exciting stuff coming up for you tomorrow on Forum. You've been listening to KQED's Forum. I'm Rachel Miro.
This is Barbara Leslie, president of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.